It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? The book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 11, we're going to read verse 31 and 32, and then we're going to read down through the first five verses of chapter 12. So please, that you would open your Bibles and join me today in the study of God's Word. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and be ready to read and study God's Word today. Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came into Haran and dwelt there. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee. I will curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go unto the land of Canaan, and into Canaan, into the land of Canaan, they came. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can enjoy this time together. I ask that you will guide and lead us, that you'll prepare our hearts, that we may know your way and will for our lives. We have a wonderful lesson here and a beautiful picture of this man Abram as we begin his walk and his life. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us and touch every one of our hearts with this message today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just in a little bit of review, remember that we have kind of summarized a little bit the rest of the Old Testament, and particularly the book of Genesis. And as we look, we find that Abraham, God will change his name a little later, and so I sometimes refer back and forth to him. But Abram, a friend of God, the father of the faithful, the father of the nation of Israel, and the spiritual father of every believer. Now, as we look at what is about to begin here, and we have in a short time now, we have from Adam to Noah. And now we have finished with Noah, and we have came through the family of Shem, which is Noah's son, and that you will find to be the line to the Lord Jesus. And of course, it goes through Abram and through David and on to the Lord Jesus. And that's going to be a wonderful walk as we walk through God's Word page by page to enjoy this study. Now, I'm glad that you're with us today to do that. But we'll find that the first 11 chapters here, it was about 2,000 years of the history of man and of the world itself, so we have about 20 centuries. This first section ends with this 11th chapter here, and then as we continue at the end of the 11th chapter, but Sarai was barren and she had no children, the 30th verse of chapter 11. But this next section we begin, and we'll go from the 12th to the end of the book, and it covers only about 400 years, and it only involves really four families: Abram's, Isaac's, Jacob's, and Joseph's. And that is Abram's son, grandson, and great-grandson. And so, and then even beyond that, the remainder of the Old Testament will deal with the history of this nation of Israel, and that is where it begins here with Abram. And so it's wonderful as we look through the whole book, it speaks of this the promise, the Lord Jesus Christ's coming, and it will tell us of that and speak of this nation, this land, this people, Israel. And so enjoy that, and we know that it goes right to the Lord Jesus Christ. The pictures are here. We're going to look at them. We're going to enjoy them. So I hope that you enjoy today as we look together at that. Adam started when he fell by eating of the forbidden fruit. And at that time, redemption was brought to light when the coats of skin was put upon Adam. We know that redemption was in place before the foundations of the world. God knew what he was going to have to do. But now this redemption begins to be in so clear each time. And so let's enjoy that. We said last time we were together, and I just want to share that again, that we find that the world, we have its beginning in one verse, Genesis 1:1, and the beginning of man we have in Genesis 2:7. So we have two verses to do that. But the rest of God's word is set up on seeking and saving the lost. And so please that you enjoy this study. And that's the reason that I don't want you to deny, nor do I want you to stay away from the new, from the Old Testament. A lot of people, the only thing they study is the new. Please, you've got to see these beautiful pictures in the Old Testament, because you'll never understand the new until you have looked to God's Word, the Old Testament that's there. I'm glad that you've joined us. Now, let's begin with this man named Abram. We find him in Ur of Chaldees, according to the verse 31, and it speaks of his father Terah here. Now, let's look. Abram and Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of Chaldees to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran. And so in the 31st verse there, we begin this walk. We found Abram in Ur of Chaldees. Do you know much about Ur of Chaldees? Ur is flame, stands for flame. Chaldees stands for destruction. So you'll find that the place that Abram was living, was residing, was living, was in a place of flame and a land of destruction. Now that's exactly the condition that we find every sinner, every individual is found in that same place, in that same location. That's where we are found. And so we find that we are in the place of flame because our only thought, our only plan without Jesus Christ is to live this short life, and the Word says it's as a vapor, only to spend eternity in the lake of fire, the land of destruction. And so that's right where we're at right now. Our life is set upon that if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. So please come today to Jesus Christ. Where did God find Abram? He found him in just such a place. Where does he find us? He finds us in just such a place. He snatches us right out of there. And that's what can happen to you if you come today by faith to Jesus Christ. It's where God finds every sinner. We're separated from God. We're judged a lost sinner, condemned to hell, and that's where you and I are today if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Abram was an idol worshiper. His family were worshipers of idols. If you look with me, and just take a second here, and we're going to look at a scripture verse in Joshua chapter 24, verse 2. Look over to Joshua, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. Joshua chapter 24, and we're going to look at the second verse, Joshua chapter 24, verse 2. Now, see what it has to tell us here. Joshua said unto all the people, and this is to the nation of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. So you see, we know that Abram and Abram's family were worshipers of idols. And that's what we have in Ur of Chaldees. If you'll look at that land and look at that location on a map, you'll find that it's smack dab in the middle of heathen worshipers. And they worshipped all the idols of the land. And God called Abram out of that. And we need to do the same. When Jesus Christ comes and saves our soul, we are called out of not only the place of flame, the land of destruction, but we're also called out of that idol worship. And that's the reason that time after time, and I've been criticized for it, I say, if you come by faith to Jesus Christ and been saved, then you need to get into a Bible-believing, soul-winning church. One that teaches God's Word, teaches it as truth as it is, teach it word for word, because we love God's Word, we love His strength. We don't want stories. We don't want somebody's opinion of God's Word. We need His Word to have His strength, to have God's strength. So we need to get out. If that means you leave your home church that has been your home church all of your life and your father's life and your grandfather's life, so be it. Get out and get into a Bible-preaching, soul-winning church that's going to set you free from your sin and then set you on a road of righteousness. And only God's Word can do that. So you've got to get in a place where they're concerned about souls, where folks are saved, and where folks are being fed by God's Word and not by this world and the gods of this world, but of the God, the true God, the only God. Now, we find, according to Joshua 24:2, that Abram was an idol worshiper. We find here that Abram was saved by grace, and he walked by faith. And if we look at Hebrews, now we're going to go all the way to the New Testament. Now we just went to Joshua the first time, but now we're going to move to the New Testament. And we have Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Oh, what we should be doing. Isn't that a wonderful verse? By faith, the scripture says, by faith. By faith he was called to go to a place where he didn't know, he didn't have a map. He was following God's direction, and that's how he found his way to the promised land. He went by faith. And then by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, the ninth verse tells us. And so as we look at the way that he lived in tents. He did not have his mansion and everything here, because you see, it tells us that he was looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And that's exactly who we should be looking for. Not set up on so many things of this world and of this life, but looking on to the things of God, that it will please him, will glorify him. And so Abram started, but he was not totally obedient. So God stopped him. Now let's look at this verse of Scripture once again, verse 31 and 32. Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his son's son, Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. Now we're going to stop there, and then we're going to look at the first verse of chapter 12. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. All right? He was ordered to get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house. Let's look back at verse 31 of the 11th chapter. Was Abram obedient? Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of Chaldees. Now, in the proper order, we have Terah listed first. Who received the promise? Was it Terah or was it Abram? Abram received the promise. Abram was to take Sarai, his wife, and go. They were to take nothing. They were to not take Terah, not take Lot. They were to go, Abram and his wife, and leave Ur of Chaldees for the land of Canaan. That was the instruction. Abram, for whatever reason, took Terah, his father. For whatever reason, he took Lot, his nephew. And they also took some belongings with them. And they set out for Canaan, the land of Canaan. But we find here that they came unto Haran. And if you look on your map, you'll find that to be north. They come straight out of Ur of Chaldees north, even though that the Ur of Chaldees, or Canaan, is straight across, not up and back down again. They, instead of going west, they went north. Well, if you'll look at the terrain, there's a reason for that. God was leading them the only way to go, plus something had to happen. And they got to Haran. Now, Haran, to begin with, they were in Haran 6 years. So it wasn't just a short stop. Now, if you enjoy the study of God's Word, you'll recognize and realize that the number 7 is a number of perfection. It's a number of completeness through God's Word. And you'll also know that the number 6 stands for the flesh, stands for man, wicked man. And he was there 6 years. Haran stands for a dry, parched, fruitless land. What kind of victory is that? He left Ur of Chaldees. He left a place where they do nothing but worship idols, and also did him, Abram and his family. And so Terah was also an idol worshiper. Abram is told in verse 1 of chapter 12, "Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." How many times do we do half of what God wants us to do? And then we wonder why that we have no power and we have no victory and we have no strength. It's because we are not listening unto the Lord. We've done half of what He wants us to do. Haran, a dry, parched, fruitless. That's what it means. And that's exactly what we have with Abram's life in this land. Canaan, on the other hand, is the promised land, a land of victory. Let's look to see what happened in Haran. What do we see? Do we see Abram building an altar unto the God, unto our God, the true God? No. Do we have any record of Abram praying unto God? No. Do we have any word of God speaking unto Abram? No. Do we have any reference of God showing himself in any way unto Abram while he was in Haran? No. What did we just say? Haran is a place of dry, parched, fruitless. Why is Abram there? Why is he there? No growth, no progress, no victory. I tell you what, that sounds like an awful lot of lives of people that confess to be Christians today. That's a common statement. No growth, no progress, and definitely no victory. Why? Had they come halfway? Did they listen to the call and walk by faith? Walk out of that idol worship? follow after the Lord Jesus Christ? Did they do that? Did you do that? Did you make that step, that wonderful step of salvation when Jesus Christ convicted you of your sin and you turned unto Him and you began this wonderful walk, but you didn't walk far? Because you see, you brought something with you, all your old life. Abram left Ur of Chaldees. He believed God. So he left the flame, the place of destruction, but only to find himself in a land of dry, parched, and fruitless. Abram did only half listen. He left Ur of Chaldees, as the Lord said, "Get thee out of thy country." Remember verse 1 of chapter 12? "Get thee out of thy country." But look at the next part. "From thy kindred, from thy father's house." The Lord was very clear. But you see, Abram, I'm sure, loved his father. And with Lot, do you remember that, and don't be confused here, because the town is named Haran that we're living in now with Abram and Terah and Lot and Sarai. But also, Abram's brother's name, Terah's son, his name was Haran. But Haran died. He begat Lot, and then Haran died. And so here we have this young man named Lot with no father. Did Abram kind of take him on as a son? Was it Terah that reached down to help his grandson to grow in to be a man? We're not sure. But we know that Lot is among them. He's with them. If Terah would have stayed home back in Ur of Chaldees, would Lot have stayed there? Probably. I would have said that Terah is probably the one that's caring for Lot more than Abram at that time. And so Abram was to tell his father, "I have been called of God to a land of victory, a land of plenty. Sarai and I are leaving. We're following the Lord." Instead of that, Terah, maybe Terah was even living with Abram. Abram's mother's possibly dead, we don't know. But here we only have the record of Terah, the old man, Abram's father. He took Terah, there come Lot, and off they went. But you see, when we take that much baggage with us of the world, God doesn't take us too far, doesn't lead us far, because we've got too much weight of the world. We love the things of the world, we love the people of the world, and so we take them along, and God says, "No, you've got to separate yourself." And so you see, Terah and Lot, we need to leave the world. And he left Ur of Chaldees, so he left the world. But he brought a lot of the world with him. And that's what we do with the flesh. We come out of this world when we come by faith to Jesus Christ. We have been given life. So we go from a position and a place of death, of fire and destruction, to a place of life, of light, and of victory. But that old flesh, even when our heart is changed, that flesh is still there. And we find it here to be in Terah and Lot. The flesh is still there. He left the country, but he took the flesh with him. First, we have salvation. Abram trusted in God and walked by faith. First comes salvation, but next comes separation. And that is a part that all of us have problems with. Many have trouble with even turning to Jesus Christ by faith. They have problems with that. They don't want to give up their ways and their thoughts and their power and their strength, and they don't want to be led by somebody else. Well, I don't want to disappoint you, but you are already led by someone else, and that's Satan himself. You are being led by the devil every day and every minute of every day. And so if you want to be led by him, then you stay right where you are. If you want to have victory and leave this land that is barren and parched and fruitless, if you want to leave that land and have victory, first, you've got to come by faith to Jesus Christ, because you're still in Urachaldees. You're still in a place of fire and of destruction. You need to move. You need to turn to Jesus Christ. You need to receive life. Salvation comes first. Now, we need to get ourselves separated from this old world. And yes, that means that some of our family, sometimes all of our family, will reject us, want nothing to do with us, because no longer do we want the world or love the world. Also, we may find that our friends and the folks that we walk with and talked with and drank with and did so many things together with as we were younger and in this world, and all of a sudden we stop going to the tavern and we stop the smoking and we stop the carousing around and we hate the dirty jokes and all those things, and so people all of a sudden don't like us anymore and don't want to be around us anymore. Well, that's the step of separation. So first comes salvation. Abram walked out of Ur of Chaldees. He walked out of that place of fire and destruction. But he didn't realize that he needed to separate himself from his family. He didn't listen to God's word. And God's word today tells us exactly the same thing. And so if you are not having victory today, it's because you are not listening to God's word, to his truth. And so please listen, and it will almost always mean that you have to walk away from those that you're around, because they're of the world. Many Christians today are right there, stuck. They're refusing to separate from the world and from the flesh. Abram made that first step. Many today, they'll turn to some program because they realize that they're not having the power and the strength and the growth, so they'll try to bring in some program into a church to bring that. No, you need to go to God's Word and throw that program out. Tira now. Tira right now in Abram's life is the problem. Tira means delay. Haran means fruitless. What did I just say? What had Abram accomplished in Haran? Nothing. Not one thing. He didn't build an altar. He didn't worship the true God. He didn't pray unto him. God didn't speak to him. God did not show him anything. And that's exactly where you're at today. If you've come by faith to Jesus Christ, but you have refused to separate yourself from the world. Terah died in Haran. The old man died. How hard was this on Abram, burying his dad in a foreign land? Wouldn't it have been easier to have this happen, to leave him in Ur of Chaldees? And I believe Lot would have stayed with him. It always hurts more when we delay doing the will of God. Abram did half. He left Ur of Chaldees, but he took his dad with him. The old man has to die before victory can come in your life. It's just that simple. The old flesh and the old man has to surrender and give up the things of this life. We got a wonderful picture here with Abram and Terah and Lot and Sarai. Ur of Chaldees and Haran and Canaan. All these things are beautiful pictures of a Christian's life, to whether you have victory or not, or whether you stay in the place of fire and destruction and go to hell. It's up to you. Now, my dear friend, as we have talked and visited today, I hope that you've enjoyed the study. And I'm going to ask you the question, as I always do. What are you going to do about Jesus?